I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. American officials are reviewing a terrorist tag placed on Nepal's ruling Maoist party. Operation Mobilization's worker, whom we'll call Solomon, says while it's been a rough road, they actually have more freedom for ministry now.
When the Maoists were quite violent within the villages, the police, who are the people that used to always arrest us and confiscate our literature, were no longer worried about our Christian work. With the Maoists taking over and declaring Nepal a secular state, most of their anti-religious activity has been against the Hindu fundamentalists.
Next, millions of Christians are persecuted for the faith in Christ all over the world. The Washington, D.C.-based human rights group International Christian Concern has just released its annual Hall of Shame Awards, a list of the world's top 10 persecutors of Christians. In order, they're North Korea, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, India, China, Pakistan, Iran, Eritrea, and Vietnam. ICC is calling on journalists and believers like you to help shine the light on persecution in 2009. And Tanzania is asking China to bankroll its economic crisis recovery effort. Among the areas the partnership will boost is agriculture. Now, it's not a new idea, especially for groups like Grace Ministries International, who've had longstanding work in Tanzania. They're currently doing agricultural outreach and development work in the Rukwa Valley. Ministries International Sam Vinton says
things like that are just opening up doors for evangelistic outreach on the lake, visiting villages, the fishing villages, and taking the gospel to them. So there's some exciting things like that that we're seeing happening there, tying this into their lifestyle, where they are, and very helpful to them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.